Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Of course, Discord server, over 1,900 members. We're rocking it. So, I got a couple of voicemails about the whole magic missile stuff. But before we jump into that, just a quick thing. I've seen a voice or two on social media complain that I produce too much, I post too much, and I record too much. I have too much influence. All right. Listen, I've been posting daily for years. I've been putting up daily podcasts now for nearly a year. It's what I do. If you don't want to listen to it, the podcast, or if you don't want to read it, the blog, don't. There's no obligation. It's not like you're paying for this shit. It's not like you feel obligated. You don't have to. The influence that I have is whatever influence the community gives me. And I'm pretty much sharing out news or ideas or whatever. But again, if your complaint is I produce too much, then maybe you yourself produce too little. I don't know. But in any case, let's go back to magic missiles. Magic missiles have been pretty interesting. And Glenn Halstrom left a voicemail about it. And he peeked into AD&D 1E Player's Handbook, and he found something special. Glenn, take it away.
Hi, Eric Oldman Grognard here. Just listened to 337 about magic missile. Very, very interesting. Now, I don't know about the mirror image part. Personally, I would go with, yeah, it would target the actual person. So everybody would know because it is magic. But what fascinates me is that one turn duration, because it immediately made me go grab my copy of 1E Player's Handbook, look up Magic Missile, and it says duration special. But then the text goes on to talk about how many magic missiles you get and what the range is, but it doesn't say anything about the duration of the spell. It doesn't even say instant, just says special. Anyway, talk to you later, man. Bye-bye.
Interesting, Glenn. So duration is special, not instant, not a round, not a turn, but special in the AD&D 1E rules. They don't even mention it in the text. So that's very interesting. That's a whole other concept. Well, what does a duration special mean? Does it mean, literally, can you cast it? And then it stays until you actually blast it? That is an interesting concept. Very interesting. Now, Joe the lawyer, Joe being the one who started this whole big oh shit. Oh, I mean, he brought it up. He brought it up with Tim Shorts of Gothridge Manor. By the way, Joe the lawyer, he has an anchor cast. Tim Schwartz, he has an anchor cast. They are excellent. If you're going to listen about old school gaming and thoughts on it, spot on, both of them. So, very entertaining. I'll probably do my catch-up listening on podcast tomorrow as I drive to Connecticut to visit the in-laws today before Easter. But, in any case, I digress. Let's get to Joe's first message, because, yes, Joe left us too.
Hey, Joe the Lawyer. You like that magic missile thing, huh? You know, that whole follows you around thing, that was me telling Tim that a while back when I was playing my magic user in his game before he slaughtered him mercilessly. And Tim told Rob Connolly, and that's hence when we brought up the other question about magic missiles, we all got into that whole aspect of it, that the whole hovering next to you. Now, what's interesting is that it's not that way in OD&D, it's not that way in Rules Encyclopedia, it's not that way in AD&D. It is that way in BX, and it is that way in Mensur, which is where I learned it, because I started with Mensur. Mensur specifically says it appears next to the magic user and hovers there until the magic user causes it to shoot. When shot hits any visible target, it will move with the magic user until shot or until the duration ends. But the duration is only one round in Mensur, so it's not 10 minutes. So anyway, it's interesting shit there. Later.
All right, so it's NBX, and that means it's also, if it's in Mensur, then it's in Beckme. But it's not in the Rules Encyclopedia. But as Glenn pointed out, interesting. 1E has a duration of special. What does that mean? Duration special. Does it mean that you cast it and that damn dart hangs around by your head until you decide to actually let it go? Because that would be really interesting and really dangerous. So, but Joe does a follow-up. So let's listen to Joe's follow-up.
One more thing was that I brought it up to Tim in the context of I wanted to try to finagle something out of it. And so what I suggested to Tim is that, listen, you can cast it and shoot it, right? It doesn't say you can't, right? So that would take the round to cast it on your turn. I suggested to Tim that if I cast it and have it hovering next to me, regardless of initiative, since it's already there and it's like a simple mental command to shoot it at something, right? Can I bypass a bad initiative? In other words, if I'm doing D6, my side goes last. Can I supersede that with an already cast magic missile? The risk being, if we don't encounter something in the 10 minutes or the 1 minute, depending on the version of D&D you're using, that it lasts, it's blown. You know what I mean? So in other words, if I don't encounter something for 10 minutes, I pissed it away. Otherwise, the advantage is I get to cast ahead of everybody else in initiative. So that's one way to use it too. Later.
So basically, you can have it ready to go. As we discussed before, you'd have it as what was it in AD&D within Earth Arcana, point blank range with a bow that's already notched. You get to pretty much like go before initiative or some shit like that. Interesting, but what's more interesting, Like I said, is that AD&D doesn't really have a duration listed. It has special, and then doesn't explain what that special is. So AD&D is open to interpretation. Now, we always played it as, cast and shoot. But what if it was cast and hold? And how long do you have to hold it for? How long is that special for? There's a lot of conversations that can be covered on this, and I think that's really interesting. I never dreamed that magic missile would be such a deep rabbit hole, but it is. Go figure. Well, I'm sure there'll be some more conversation on this, so if you have more thoughts on this, anybody, please feel free to drop them. And on that note, if you listen on iTunes, please give us a review, give us a rating. Otherwise, be safe, roll your dice well, God bless, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.